Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, the 17th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 53, and we have thunderstorm warnings. It was clouding up yesterday. No doubt we're going to have some, we're going to get our fires finally and get choke on some goddamn smoke, man. I mean, I've missed that. I really have. Anyways, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, and then we'll get into whatever we want to call it today, I suppose.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
That volume works so much better when it's turned up. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's go see what we got to look at today. Had a lot of tweets. I don't like tweets. I'm against tweets. Charles or Klaus Schwab emphasized the importance of protecting against a new virus, possibly, or other risks that we have on the global agenda and climate change. And, you know, I listen to this fucker talk. You know, this is, of course, it is a goddamn a fucking video. And I would play the videos, and I'd like to answer to them. But the phone line has a separate a goddamn separate system. And I mean, my music will come through. Every fucking thing else on the site will come through, but these goddamn videos won't. And we tried putting a sound card, that would take care of that. And of course it won't. They don't want these videos fucking played. They don't want them being picked apart. But this son of a bitch speaks in a foreign fucking tongue. He's got a foreign fucking accent. There aren't no goddamn American nationals in this country who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this fucking country. They should be in the fucking leadership positions if there was a leadership in this country, which there is not because it's a fucking corporation. This corporate piece of fucking foreign shit can suck my ass. You try it, fucker. Try it. I want you to. All I've heard out of you motherfuckers is mouth, and you don't press me with your fucking face. Smash it right in, you son of a bitch. And then, of course, we got, this is Portland, of course, another goddamn video. But I mean, here's this fucking goddamn fucking animal, whatever in the fuck it is. But every once in a while, my boys have to go down there because of their work. They have to deliver product down there, and they tell me it is just so fucking repulsive. It's can't be described. And here again, frustrated locals speaking out. Ukraine gets billions and Maui gets what? Nothing. You get what the fucking little boy shot at. This guy here, I listened to the video. He bitched about the fact he paid taxes for 40 fucking years. And now the Ukraine's getting $200 million in fuck Maui. Well, you got to listen, buddy. You weren't while you're making all that fucking money and shit, you weren't fucking looking around you. You weren't observing what was happening around you. Or you would know, this would be no fucking surprise to you. You know how many people this has happened to? And you just turned the other fucking channel. You didn't you didn't give a shit until it came to roost on your fucking post, did ya? But the guy who does pitch a bitch and he's got a reason to, but they burn fucking that little island on Maui for a goddamn reason, because they're going to develop it. It's going to be turned over to the fucking state government, just like they fucking want. And it don't matter what you fucking want, buddy. I don't care how much you stand up there and you say fuck a few times and you think you're somebody, you're not. They'll piss all over you. You're meaningless to them. CBS has learned Maui's emergency operation chief had no background in disaster response. It's his department that is responsible for setting off warning sirens, which rang silent during the fires. Well, of course it did. I mean, shit, man. Come on. I think this had some more with it that we could read. No, by God, not this time it doesn't. But I listened to this prick talk and on this video. Well, how come I could do that earlier? Anyway, I listened to this. Damn, there was a goddamn. Wow. Things changing on the front page without no reason. Scientists in England are telling the public to wear masks again. Well, are you going to do it? Are you limey going to do it? Or are you going to take King Chuck out there and stretch his fucking fragile fucking neck and get rid of that fucking monarchy and start living like real fucking human beings within your own fucking will, not paying some fucking son of a bitch for the twat he dropped out of just for fucking being alive? Scientists in England are telling the public to wear masks again, despite the fact that when Scotland had mask mandates and England didn't, Scotland actually had higher case rates. I don't really give a fuck. It's like the argument with the guns. Well, the bad guys won't follow the law. Well, of course they won't call the law, and it ain't no fucking argument, because the fucking second article says shall not be infringed, period. That's where the fucking argument ends. And as long as you keep fucking getting into these fucking arguments, put forth, this is Ian Miller. Follow him. I'm sure it's Ian Miller, and this his site is goddamn incorporated. I mean, they're building the goddamn online media to fucking match what they lost in the fucking mainstream media. And now you'll have no choice, just like you had no choice then. So the son of a bitches that kiss their ass, that play the propaganda game. You have your controlled opposition, and it's the Ministry of Lies. It's pure fucking propaganda. They can stick their face nappies and force lockdown where the sun don't shine. I mean, and again, it's a fucking video, and I'm going to have to say, these guys, what the fuck am I supposed to read fucking just the lines off of videos all fucking day long? Have to bitch a little bit, I think. Right, there's a good one. We can read this one. Russia got richer as the war in Ukraine raged on last year, while the West shed trillions of dollars of wealth. Now, how in the fuck could that have happened? And who in the fuck said it? Of course, Vladimir Putin's making fucking billions and billions of fucking dollars, sticking in his own pocket, and the fucking Soviet Union's thriving. Why the fuck? Because they're communists. It's all about destroying the fucking Western civilization that we fucking created, the greatest civilization to ever exist on this planet, in spite of the fact that we haven't had our rights since fucking Abraham fucking Lincoln, just the illusion thereof. Russians got richer last year, even as the war in Ukraine raged on, while the U.S. and Europe lost trillions of dollars and dollars, USB reported. I'd say it ain't so. Russia added $600 billion of total wealth, the Swiss bank found in its annual global wealth report published Tuesday. The number of Russian millionaires also rose by about 56,000 to 408,000 in 2022, while the number of ultra high net worth individuals. People worth over $50 million jumped nearly 4,500. So are they making bank off this goddamn war? Of course they are. And who even knows? I haven't seen fucking footage, you know, shit of them shooting. Anybody shooting anybody, I think it's all one big fucking con. I mean, the fucking Bidens were there fucking during the Obama fucking reign of terror. And fucking now it's their fucking base for their criminal cartel. Hard to tell if there's even a shot being fired. Maybe they just go out there like, Retreat to the Rear. It's an old movie. And they would go out there every day and they'd fire their cannons on one side and not even come close. And the other guys would fire their cannons on the other side and never come close. They had an agreement. And nobody got killed. And then somebody got ambitious and went and actually tried to do something and they all got killed. But the U.S. lost more wealth than any other country last year, shedding $5.9 trillion. I remember when the deficit went to $1 trillion. I think old Ronnie Reagan was in fucking office. And everybody's going to try him. I mean, it was just such an outrage. But this goes to show you how incrementalism and how you can fucking become acclimated to fucking, I mean, a trillion is just such an unbelievable number. If you could see it, I mean, just to say the first they said a billion, and a billion is a fucking unbelievable fucking number. It really is. I mean, $1 billion ago, dollar end to end, I think 15 times around the fucking earth. That's how much a fucking $1 billion is. And now it's just a trill here, a bill here, you know, fucking just like it's nothing. $5.9 trillion. And I remember when the deficit went to $1 trillion, everybody was screaming, we'll never get out of debt. And all this. Well, I don't think that was the idea to get out of debt. Now, was it? America and Europe combined got $10.9 trillion poorer, UBS reported. There were also 1 million fewer American millionaires by the end of 2022. Although the U.S. still accounted for over 50% of the world's ultra-rich net worth individuals, the bank said, but were they Americans? I mean, these son of a bitches, they base office here, I guess. They charter a goddamn business in this fucking country. That don't mean they don't have businesses all over the world. And it's just like during the 2008 derivatives bubble. When we were shipping all of our fucking jobs over to Japan, we were shipping the fucking factories over there. We were paying to ship the fucking factories over there. And the money was coming back and going into offshore accounts, which if you and I put $2 in an offshore account, they jack up the jail and put us underneath it and pipe air to us. But these son of a bitches, I mean, it's clear out of fucking control. And of course, everybody's making big fucking money. And there probably are people dying. I have no doubt about that. It's always blood money. That's what we export, fucking goddamn death. What a fucking country. I mean, the shining beacon on the hill. Russia's wealth gains came despite its invasion of Ukraine in February, which has led to the West imposing sanctions on the Kremlin. And who'd those fucking sanctions hurt? What are we paying for gas, people? These rip-off motherfucking son of a bitches, it was to steal from us. That's what the sanctions on the Kremlin were for. You think you can't get rid of fucking crude oil on the goddamn world market without if the United States says, fuck you if you're Russia? Think again. That led to its economy shrinking and triggered a slump for Moscow listed stocks. Why, you just now said everybody got richer. Which is it? UBS acknowledges that wealth trends in Russia are difficult to determine at this time, but did highlight it as one of a handful of countries that had gotten richer in 2022. How could that be? You had goddamn fucking sanctions against them. You were tearing them up, man. This is all a fucking con. Every week on Friday, they all get together in Kiev, fucking Trump, fucking goddamn Biden, the gang members, the fucking Obama gang, the fucking Bush gang, they all have their representatives sitting at the table at the mafia fucking sit down and they cut up the fucking cash. And we fucking know it. And we keep fucking tolerating it. And we keep fucking living worse and worse and worse. Fucking the paper shit they give us for fucking money keeps getting worth less and less and less and less. And the people piling up on the fucking street, the bums, the fucking foreigners, keeps getting more and more and more and more. And hey, life goes on. Rising oil prices could be one factor. No shit, you son of a bitches, as you're exporting our goddamn crude oil. I mean, just a few years ago, you couldn't export fucking crude oil out of the United States. And then you got fucking these bastards selling the goddamn strategic reserves and stick it. Where's all that money going? Oh, that made its right to Ukraine. Fuck Maui. Let them eat cake. One factor behind the wealth increase with exports of the commodity, a key economic engine of Russia. The cost of a barrel of a benchmark Urals crude jumped by about $7 last year, data from Refinitiv indicated. So they fucking put a sanction on it. How much did our fucking gas rise, people? I mean, we're getting comfortable with fucking $3.78 a gallon gas. And last year or the year before, it was fucking $2 and something. It's acclimating you to fucking goddamn outrage is what it is. They acclimate you. It's entrenching shit. And that's why, you know, here at the trench, we know about trenching. We know what trenches are. They're entrenching this fucking outrage. So you'll settle for fucking less, work harder. No, I mean, goddamn, I don't know nobody that gets more than a couple of days off in a fucking goddamn week. And I mean, it's like once a year you get away for fucking 3 or 4 fucking days, and that's supposed to be your goddamn life. And you're supposed to embrace that. And it should be right, all right for you to have less as the fucking filthy fucking rich and their goddamn Masonic buddies get fucking richer and keep buying fucking yachts with goddamn gold fucking goddamn faucets and gold toilet lids and shit, and thinking about you poor piss ass peasants and what they can do to you or to your children if they choose while they're fucking riding around in their fucking boats, and you can go fuck yourself. You just pay the goddamn bills and keep your goddamn mouth shut. You got it, slave? Mexico, India, and Brazil all also added significant amounts. See, all our goddamn wealth is just going. I mean, it's ours, people. They opened up the fucking borders, and this son of a bitch is slinging cash like a goddamn Roman emperor going through a fucking crowd. Just throwing it out to every son of a bitch from everywhere around the fucking world as our own fucking people fucking go hungry, as our own people do not have a place to live, can't afford a place to live, work in a middle-class fucking job, can't afford a place to fucking live. We should fucking all be bundled up in a goddamn, you know, 25 to a goddamn one-room apartment. Wealth in 2022 USB report suggested while the U.S., Japan, China, Canada, Australia lost most, all the first world countries that were the fucking heavy producers are all getting fucked, and it's being handed to these. Well, they just think they can change it all with their goddamn mammon, and so far they've done a pretty goddamn good job of it, if you ask me. Let's see if we can find anything else worth looking at here. Hawaii official M.K. Kaleo Manuel refused to release water in Maui as the fire raged. And again, it's a goddamn fucking Twitter. I can't do these things, guys. Hawaiian officials M. Kaleo, Hawaiian official M. Kaleo Manuel refused to release water in Maui as the fire raged. Manuel is deputy director of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. He is explaining that water should be reserved, not used. And I listen to this little prick. I listen to this little son of a bitch. I'm going to tell you what, motherfucker. They're starting to do it like they did with the land. It's becoming sacred to them. And you know, the European people were never here. We were just never here. When we came here, there was somebody who was already fucking here, and this all fucking belonged to them. And we somehow rose to the fucking top, came and conquered every fucking body on the fucking planet. But now everything's, all they got to do is say, that's our sacred water. You got to go thirsty. It's our sacred water. And we should become one with the water because the water is a part of the land. I mean, this is the goofy fucking bullshit that we are living through, and we shouldn't be putting fucking up with it, people. But hey, you know what, we are. Let's see what we got here. This is scary, folks. A robbery yesterday at the B of A parking lot on Aza Avenue in Hacienda Heights, interrupted by Good Samaritans. And they managed another video. But the video shows, you know, this they're dragging like this woman across the fucking street, and these guys come out and they're popping rounds off at them. But, you know, again, come on, guys. I'm going to have a talk with you guys. I have to have something to fucking use on my goddamn broadcast. I might as well shut the son of a bitch down. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. And this is that same, this is Obama. And at the bottom, you know, when you go through this, it tells you that it's been altered to make him say that. And I'm going to watch a fucking hour of fucking that son of a bitch to fucking see where they, I mean, if you got something, show me. Don't tell me to watch the whole goddamn thing. Bye-bye, whatever that fucking means. You have the right to remain silent. If my son, you know what? We're going to have a short program today because I'm going to run out of these goddamn fucking tweets, and I'm going to have to do a little bitching, I guess. If my son says he's a cat, then he's a cat. And this, I mean, if you can watch this video, you really should. You talk about a fucking moron. These motherfucking creatures live amongst us. I think I'm on. I think I'm from a different planet when I look at fucking people like this. If she says if her kids thinks he's a cat, she should be able to take him to the veterinarian, and the veterinarian should have to treat him. Well, I fucking would. If I was that veterinarian, I'd treat him like a fucking cat. What's wrong with you? Oh, I think you got a fur ball. I think I'm going to have to run a rod down your throat and pull it out your ass. That's how we do cats. I mean, this is a more, I mean, unbelievable moronic person. Beyond fucking belief.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, or afternoon for you. I was wondering, in terms of all the different onslaughts that we're facing, the perversion, the fires, the wars, the vaccines, how would like someone coming to tackle it in some orderly way, like triage, for example, which one do we go after first or hardest, or different people covering different things? Like I posted in the comments a video of what the UN is planning for children, their whole pedophilia agenda. It's horrendous. I couldn't believe it when I watched it. But I wondered how a general, like looking at a big, massive war, how you pick out the hardest battle or the most important battle.
Well, the thing is, it's not going to be a war like that. It can't be a war like that. We're down to the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights comes down to the individual. I mean, they're coming at us from 1,000 different directions, but we are of, you know, hundreds of millions. The bottom line is if each individual enforces their individual free sovereign rights under the Bill of Rights, in each instance, it takes care of all of it. You see, we force our courts back, and anybody that screws with our fucking rights, we slam dunk them. And anybody can do it. I could walk up to fucking, I mean, I don't give a shit what they tell you. You can't arrest the president. My fucking ass. I know what the Bill of Rights reads. I know what the fucking law is. And I could tap him on the shoulder in his private capacity and drag his ass into court and have my affidavit all filled out and shouldn't put it, throw his ass in jail, and then take him into court and hang him. The thing is, they're coming at us from, like you said, 100 different directions. Which one do we attack? We attack every goddamn one of them as individuals. When that problem comes to an individual, that individual attacks that fucking problem. And if they try to go after that individual, then that's an attack on that individual who is trying to defend the Bill of Rights, and people stand behind them, and people stand, help them fucking defend the Bill of Rights. It comes down to defending the law. It comes down to implementing the law. It comes down to enforcing the law. It's not our right. It's our duty. And if we do our duty as individuals, see, that's what the people who wrote that Bill of Rights, they knew what these bastards were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they wrote it down in the Federalist Papers. They told us exactly what the intent was. So that's why they made it where it would come down. Those rights don't belong to a group of people. They American civil rights. No, they're not. They're individual, free, sovereign, national rights. My rights belong to fucking me. Your rights were the same rights, but they belong to you. And you and to take any right from any one person, another person has to come at them in their individual capacity and go through the procedural due process without skipping anything or the entire process right to the common law jury, and then the people are protected. And that's how, that all you got to do is enforce the law. And it all goes away because all of this shit is coming. It would be coming at a single wall, that Bill of Rights. And if it was unlawful, it would be it'd be nixed in the bud by the first person that they tried to implement it on. And each person if they try to implement it on 100 people, then 100 people attack it. If everybody just defends the goddamn rights, their own rights, right to the goddamn death if you have to, because that's where we're at. And that's I think that the people who wrote the Bill of Rights understood that the people would fucking become lax in their duty. I mean, Jefferson said we'd wake up homeless on the continent that our forefathers conquered. And we have. I mean, goddamn, look at what's going on here. But it can't be like you put an army together and we're going to go after this situation. We're going to go after the pedophiles. Everybody should be going after the fucking pedophiles. Everybody in their own fucking, by their own initiative, because we are like little countries. Each person, that's the way the Bill of Rights is built. We're all like little countries. We're all little kings. We're not little kings. We're big fucking kings because we have a powerful country and we have a powerful fucking goddamn army. We have in we the people. But we're each one of us is a king and a queen, and we are the sovereigns of this country. You attack our sovereignty, I don't care who you are, we attack back. And you see another person's sovereignty being attacked, well, because our rights are exactly the same and our rights are unalienable, you have to defend that person's rights too. And all we got to do is just, we got to enforce the law that's on that piece of paper in those 10 articles. We do that and they can't do, and none of this shit matters. It really doesn't, no matter what it is.
Henry, I know that that's absolutely true. The part that astounds me is that all other venues are not acknowledging. I mean, venues that are supposedly alternative and enlightened, and we've talked about this before, and it's almost like they're going out of their way to not mention it, and even at times dismissing the Bill of Rights as, oh, that was back then, you know. And what is it, only the trenches that have intelligence and integrity to see that this is the win-win way out? I don't understand why they're not doing it, unless they're just all paid for what they do.
Well, they've been indoctrinated so deeply. I mean, John had talked about this before. And when they see people starting to slip away and start talking about the Bill of Rights, they start putting back trigger words, phrases, and stuff to put them back in the fold. These people do not even understand who they are. And because you look at the trenches, I mean, this has been up for 12 years. You don't know, goddamn, the following this has is incredible. The people that know about this site is incredible. That's why it's such a fucking bunch of shit that we live like goddamn paupers here and we have nothing doing this. It's because every angle that they can cut us off at, any place that they, I mean, you like buy a new computer. A friend of mine bought a new Apple computer and he could not get the trenches on that goddamn computer. They can't take us off because we're not fucking licensed by them. This belongs to an individual free sovereign national. That's why we can say any fucking thing we want. And because we don't fall under their administrative admiralty rules, and that's all they are. It's goddamn their Star Chamber law of King Chuck. You know, it's his system of Star Chamber courts. I mean, it's the old futile system in all, every sense and form. They want to go backwards. They want to be just a handful of them that have everything, and they get to live the life of luxury, and the rest of you are just pissant peons, coolies bowing and kowtowing at their feet. But we have that Bill of Rights. That is absolutely the only law in the United States of these Americas ever ratified by the elected representatives of we the people. If we each as individuals, and there's plenty of us, they want that. I mean, just like they hide the term. I mean, the algorithms. We had the algorithms that 3 years before anybody ever bitched about getting an algorithm on their Facebook page, We were fighting these bastards, fighting the algorithms to get the goddamn message out. But if, I mean, sooner or later, people are going to have, they're going to have to make a choice. You're going to decide. A lot of them are, you know, that's why you have the people who would like us to live in a theocracy. That's why you have them. They could tell the truth because they know the goddamn truth. They've known it all along. But they don't. They actually that first article fucking gets them. See, that's what they can't fucking reckon with, is that it says that Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion or forbidding the free exercise thereof. And see, that means that the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other god before me." And the first article says, "Oh, well, in this country, I can believe anything I want. I don't even have to believe in any god or anything that I don't want to, as long as I'm not bothering other doing it." And you can't go and interpret your goddamn religion and try to make it my law. And that's the big thing with that. And then also you got the gold and the silver goddamn Mongols. I mean, they would die for their gold. They die for their silver, but they let their children get goddamn pedophiles. And I mean, then they go up and go to complain in front of the goddamn school board. They think they're really smart. You know, they'll read the administrative admiralty, these papers that are all written in subject matter, period. And this is how you go and you address the board. This is how you get this done. This is how you get that done. And then when they step into it, the school board's got attorneys there. That's all the hell they do is twist the goddamn words. And they say, well, it doesn't mean this. It means that. And then people, you know, they've got to the point to where they're threatening to put people in jail for going and telling the goddamn school board that they can't do something, or arguing with them, or saying that they can't put down the curriculum. Well, goddamn it, man, just stop for a minute. Now, who owns that goddamn school board? Who owns that building? I mean, it's all coming down. See, that's what they're trying to do here, is establish ownership over this country that they do not have. Everything they have taken without the due process of the law that they would have had to give each and every individual free sovereign national. You just can't, this one, like when they took the gold, the people should have fought them right then and there. You don't just blanketly do anything in this country. The only law that exists, that Bill of Rights, says you cannot do it. You can't just blanketly come and say, the government's going to come take all your gold. Well, fuck you. You don't have the authority. The Ninth Article doesn't allow for it. The Ninth Article says I get due process of law before anybody can take anything from me. And you as a government can't even come into the common law courts because they are the courts of the people. And you can't send your agents in. If somebody comes in, they have to come in as they're in their individual capacity, and they better have a goddamn good reason. They better say that I owe them that gold for some reason or another. And I get a file back. And if they're just trying to take my goddamn gold, trying to use a fiduciary that never had authority, period, actually, but even in theory, it never had authority as high as the people's authority, because the people are the goddamn authority of this country. We're the jurisdictional authority. We're the absolute jurisdictional authority. So they couldn't come in and just, like 1933, turn in all your gold. Fuck you. Show me the goddamn court order from the common law court that I am absolutely guaranteed by the absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Show me the fucking goddamn order from that court where I had my due process of the law for you taking my goddamn gold. And that's when people started accepting this shit. And they've just got so used to eating shit that they've developed a taste for it. And the fact is, if you push back, you can get hurt. I can testify to that. But if you don't push back, you're a dog. You're a goddamn mongrel. You are a goyim. You are a soulless animal. I mean, you let them do the shit that they do to your children and you don't fight? What the hell's the matter with you people? Anyways, you guys, I'm telling you, there's nothing else fucking here.
Henry, one other thing.
Yeah.
You know, you reminded me about when you were talking about the gold and confiscation. I was looking at how the courts have devolved from our common law courts to the maritime. And in the early days, it was if someone committed a grievance on someone else and it was decided they had to pay a compensation to the victim, it went directly to the victim. And at some point, I'm not sure exactly when, you might know, but it became okay, but this much is for the state, and you get the little percentage for the victim. And well, they set themselves up as taking the lion's share.
Well, it's 1870, it's that 14th Amendment. Under that 14th Amendment, you're their subject. It's like when they sued for tobacco here in Oregon. I mean, they got billions of dollars from a settlement from R.J. Reynolds. But who were the victims? It was the people. I never signed nothing saying they could sue for me. And I had the right to sue for myself. But it's because they're claiming us as property under the 14th Amendment. Because they're calling us a subject. Yeah, a subject. See, a subject owns nothing. His, God damn it. Sovereign. His sovereign owns everything, including him, including his work product. And that's when they started working under the Uniform Commercial Code. They put forth the theory that, you know, there was so much commerce going on that they had to have the Uniform Commercial Code brought in here. But the Uniform Commercial Code, like any other goddamn thing brought in here, had to be brought in through a system of the law. And it could not violate the Ninth Article. The Ninth Article says there can be no authority to violate the law. The Bill of Rights, the others belonging to the people. But they did. They came in and they violated it. I mean, they incrementally implemented is what they did. When I was real young, I mean, I knew my rights pretty well. I mean, I didn't understand them like I understand them now. But, man, if you knew what you were talking about, you'd walk in and walk out. They didn't even want to talk to you if you started talking about the Bill of Rights. And so, you know, but incrementally, people just got dumbed down to thinking, oh, yeah, that cop, the first place, police. And I mean, Patrick Henry didn't say police me or give me death. He said, give me liberty or give me death, you know. And yep. The whole thing's about, you know, like the policing, there was never no authority for that. And the people, they say that they operate under the authority granted by the people. The people never granted them no fucking authority ever. Even in that original constitution, because it wasn't ratified by representatives of the people. It was ratified by goddamn appointed representatives of the aristocracy, which were the same son of a bitches in the colonies that the people were originally rose up against and had their uprising hijacked by the same goddamn people, not for fucking rights, but so that they could fucking acquire the goddamn United States as their own little corporate fiefdoms. And they had them a little war going there, and they seen the people were going to kick the fuckers out of here. So they find, you know, the British fucking, they took a dive. And then they went, the aristocrats here went over to goddamn England into the dark dungeons of the Masonic lodges, and they became dukes and duchesses and what might have you. That's, you know, I ain't heard that. I think I heard it one time the other day about the ruling class. There can be no such thing under the Bill of Rights. No such thing can exist. I don't care if there's 1,000 people out there and there's just me. I'm equal to every one of them or all of them put together. You cannot pool power against the people according to the Bill of Rights, the way it's written. It's written for the individual because this was supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, which meant the individual's rights were above any, I mean, like a corporation. I mean, you read about, who... You're right. A corporation was one of the people that, I mean, one of the things that it was to keep in check because they would try to pool power. I mean, but when you go into a common law court, it's you. It's you. It's your jurisdiction. All it is an apparatus for you to exercise that which you possess, which is the jurisdictional authority to prosecute your life. If somebody's fucking with you, I don't care if it's R.J. Reynolds or if it's goddamn Rockefeller. He comes into court. He don't come into court as Governor Rockefeller or a goddamn congressman or senator. He comes in as J.D. Rockefeller's United States National, and he faces you on level ground. It's like when the, you know, the people versus that's when they started using the state in the administrative admiralty. You think that the people who wrote that Bill of Rights intended for a single man to have to try to take on the power of the entire United States? And hell no, they didn't. Bill of Rights is written to make sure they did not, that they had more power than the whole United States put together as an institution of what was supposed to be some kind of government, I guess, but it never was a government because it was never fucking ratified. It's all been a clusterfuck, and it's all that's why they can throw, like you began the conversation, 1,000 things at us from 1,000 directions, and we can't counter them because, I mean, you'd have to build little armies for this one, little armies for that one. Instead, when they wrote the Bill of Rights, they just said that the rights belong to you individually. As an individual, they come at you with any one of these fucking things, you've got the right to fucking take. At this point, because they've removed the courts, you have the right to shoot them. You have the right to shoot their dog asses down. They cannot take your fucking rights. They come first. They're the only ratified law in this country. At any rate, that's about as close as I can come to fucking explaining it. And like I said, I'm going to cut this short. And tomorrow, go ahead if you got some more to say.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Anyways, I'm going to cut this short, and we're going to see if we can get some dialogue up tomorrow. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 soon for hopefully a whole goddamn broadcast of the word from the trenches.
I believe the biggest asset this country has is stupid people.
Amen, brother. It is the biggest asset this country has. Stupid people, they fucking abound. Stupid, greedy people, I'll add. The only thing I would add to that. Stupid, greedy people that would sell out their own mothers, let alone their rights. I mean, they don't understand. The thing that kills me is they don't understand what they could have if they just enforced their rights. They could have it all. Even people who think they're rich, you don't have a penance of what really belongs to you if you're an American national. But you cut your fucking brother's throat and make sure that, you know, let his rights be trampled on, let him be trampled on, let him be in prison, let him be killed, just so you can hang on to that little bit of gold that you got through fucking, through no honest means. But the bottom line is, it's what you could have. This is the wealthiest country on planet Earth, and there ain't that many of us that are true fucking American nationals that it belongs to. We would be like Saudi princes if we recovered all the stolen wealth that was taken without the due process of the law contained in the Bill of Rights. That's what the Bill of Rights was there for. I mean, that's what's the most powerful element in it. It tells you the things you can't do. But if you're going to attempt to do anything that might affect somebody's rights, you have to do it through the common law court. And then, and your rights are absolutely protected by the procedures in that procedural due process. See, they try to tell you that you went through a procedural due process when they take you through the king's fucking court as a piece of property. And you did as a piece of property, but you didn't as an individual free sovereign national. And you are entitled. They already know. I mean, it's written into little shit in places all the time that they were constructing this administrative admiralty. They had to leave a place for the common law because they couldn't get rid of the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights, they'll never be able to get rid of because it is absolute, and the Ninth Article seals the deal. You can't touch it. You never can touch it. You can violate the hell out of it, and if the people do not enforce it, it gets violated, and nothing is done. I guess you get away with it, but you didn't. You still broke the fucking law. You did to the point that you deserve, I mean, by right, it's a goddamn high crime. You deserve to go up against the goddamn wall. But until the people step up and say, this is mine and you can't fucking have it, or just fucking N-O, no, you're not going to do this. And I mean, it took a lot of, you know, like learning how to write. I mean, you shouldn't have to write a writ the way I have to write a writ. I mean, it shouldn't have to be written that way because it just should have to be understood. But you have to write everything in absolute fact that they can't be examined by them. They can't examine it because there's nothing to examine. It's not subject matter. Subject matter you can examine. A written fact that reads front to back, back to front, it means the same. It just means what it means, and that's what the whole Bill of Rights is. That's why they can't fucking stand it. That's why they say, Well, we're going to repeal. You ain't going to repeal shit, motherfucker. It'd be a violation of the Ninth Article. We get to kill you if you try it. Fucking do it. Give it a go. We're going to, well, then we're going to take your gun. That'd be a violation of the Bill of Rights. Try to take our fucking guns. We get to shoot you if you do. You realize that? That's what the fucking paper says, buddy. Anywho, that's about as much as wind as I got left. And I'm sorry we had to quit early, but we didn't have no break, so I guess we're good to go. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have some goddamn material, hopefully. And that is the word from the trenches. Call me.